WMFO in Medford Stereo.
I can't stop these fantastic thoughts of you.
favorite, and Though we may want to take the mighty out of the high house, where are we gonna put them? In a hanky? Are we gonna take the batteries, the bad batteries out of our flashlight and try and stick them in there? Are we gonna put them under the sink, next to the Drano? Oh, excuse me, the liquid plumber. Are we gonna try and keep them in some kind of fantastic ghetto? Say there was a rattlesnake climbing up your leg, Smarty.
We're gonna do our thing. sad note. Bitter fighting has again broken out between the warring nations of the East. A new outbreak is blamed on complete collapse of negotiations, and no hope of truce talks is expected according to representatives of both sides. Meanwhile, on the home front, rising tensions have followed news of escalating food prices, which have reached an all-time high. Mounting inflation is alleged to be a direct cause of crime in our cities. Figures released by the Bureau of Statistics indicate that the unemployment rate has risen in direct proportion to the rise in homicides and crimes against persons and property. Moving ahead, the Dow Jones average has dipped to its lowest point in the history of the stock market. Stock trading on the floor of the exchange has come to an almost complete halt as officials refuse to make themselves available for comment. A bulletin has just come in. A missile has been sighted heading toward the continental United States. Officials believe that some error has been made that cannot be corrected.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that wraps up the first portion of this evening's program. Even though I've already wrapped it up, and I have done it chronologically tonight, I still don't know how long it was. So I don't know where we're at in this process. I'll have to figure that out at some point soonish. But I do know that it is time for us to move on to the radio obituaries. But actually, before I do that, I want to take a moment and I want to let you know that something happened to me this week that I wasn't expecting. You may know, if you hang out over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, that Joe Silver's memorial was this week. And of course, that's the member of our ever and beginning staff, the chairman of our board in the New York office, sweet Joe Silver. His virtual memorial service was this week online, and I was having a little bit of a conversation with someone that you may know through the Bubbles in the Think Tank jingle. That would be Susie. She was helping to organize everything, and we were having a little conversation about some of the things that she was intending to present during the memorial to make sure it was okay to play things from the show, and it was very polite, very nice. And I just did what I tend to do, because it's all about love at Bubbles in the Think Tank. I said, if there is anything I can do to make this process easier for you tonight, please let me know. And she said, well, yes, there is something you could do. You could host the memorial. MC it, perhaps, might be a better word. So I went from waking up that morning just planning to attend the memorial for some to all of it. I didn't know. I didn't have any real plans. I wasn't going to speak at it. I was just going to attend. And next thing you know, I am the MC of Joe Silver's memorial. And it was so much more than I could have ever hoped that it would be for me. I didn't expect it. I didn't know it was coming. And it meant so much to me to be asked, number one. And then to actually do it was pretty amazing. I got to meet Hilo Gregg, a bee's knee. It was ridiculous in all of the best ways that something can be ridiculous, which made me so happy to do it, and I knew that it was exactly the kind of thing that Joe would have wanted to have happen. So that was really nice. It was really special to me, and I wish I'd never had to do it, of course, for the obvious reasons, but it meant a lot more to me because of the fact that Joe loved the obits so much and wanted to participate in them whenever somebody that passed who meant something to him. You know, he wanted to do obits for people. And so to be able to do that was really, really special for me. I got to jam a weasel in there. Nobody saw that coming. Our titular head of research was there, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. Maybe he saw it coming. I don't know. I warned everybody I was going to do something weird that might seem disrespectful, but I was going to do it anyway, and I think it worked out okay. But also, I just have to say, and I've thought about this a lot of times since Joe passed, I really thought he would have left an obit for us. I know that's a strange thing to say, but I really... It was so long from the time that he got sick to the time that he passed. And when he first got sick, he started to record. He would do sort of audio history pieces. And I don't know, I never thought about it really actively in those early days, but later on I thought to myself, I bet he recorded an obit. I'm curious to see if it ever turns up. So I just wanted to share that. It was a really special thing for me this week. It was physically and emotionally draining, but it was draining in the best of possible ways. So I just want to thank everybody for indulging me in doing that thing that I never expected to be doing, and did it without any real plans. That's the only word I'm going to use there. Thanks, Susie. But now it's time for tonight's Radio Obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks, and you know I'm going to remind you right now to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial Radio Obituary tonight is for Lou Ragland, the leader and lead vocalist of the world-famous Ink Spots, not Lou Ragland from Hot Chocolate. Don't allow anybody to send you down that rabbit hole when you're doing research on this obit, okay? All right, just warning you. For more than two decades, he led the world-famous Ink Spots, one of the dozens of the third-generation iterations of the legendary jazz vocal quartet. They originally disbanded in 1954, but in 1978 he joined up and led the band till the end. He was a native of Cleveland and took to music at an early age, recorded a few singles on local Cleveland labels. Lou Ragland just passed away at 78. It's the initial Radio Obituary just for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. We'll be right back. initial radio obituary is for Tim Smith, the English singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, record producer, and music video director, but he was best known as the frontman of the cult English band Cardiacs, which he formed with his brother Jim Smith. Tim Smith just passed away at 59. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Always. a day, goes by, that try, that's why I try to speak to you today. Dominoes is coming over to me, it's crying. Everybody plays a little game, they do. What they always said to me, do you know what the things you said? You know, I've heard you.
Radio Obituary is for Renee Carpenter, an American newspaper columnist. She was also a host of two Washington, D.C. television shows, but she was best known as an astronaut's wife, the wife of Scott Carpenter, one of the Mercury 7 astronauts. She was considered a pioneering member of NASA's early spaceflight families. In the late 50s and early 60s, the astronauts and their wives became national celebrities with exclusive Life magazine rights to their personal stories. In 1962, Time called Renee, by anyone's standards, a dish. The stresses of life in the public eye led the women of Mercury 7 to form an informal support group, later called the Astronaut Wives Club. Renee Carpenter just passed away at 92. It's the next Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
When you were 9, watch the rocket ship leave the ground and head for the moon in a fiery, smoky plume. You imagine.
When he comes home from sea, for I love my love.
Tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and the cleanup radio obituary is for Dominic Sonic, the French singer. He released 6 albums between 1989 and 2015 after leaving high school at the age of 16 to join a punk group that was together for 6 years, performing over 300 concerts. He went on to produce his first solo album in 1987, and it sold 40,000 copies in Europe. Dominic Sonic just passed away at 55. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Yesterday, I had a friend, and now he's all alone. Yeah.
Guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Cor Fuller, the Dutch-Australian improviser, composer, and instrument builder associated with free jazz, experimental music, and acoustic ecology. He played piano by manipulating sound with electromagnetic string simulators like EBOs and motorized actuators. He performed on guitar, turntables, and synthesizer. He invented the Kiolin, which was a combination of a keyboard and a violin. He also played prepared piano, analog keyboards, clavinet, melodica, and electric lamellophone. He published a book in 2017 titled Disperse and Display. It covered modular composing strategies and extended piano techniques. Cor Fuller just passed away at 56. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm Fat Freddy's cat, and I'm mean and tough, and I take no guff when I strut my stuff. I'm an ordinary kiss, and I'm so full of piss. If you don't like the looks, I'll hit you with this. Well, you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of cats wouldn't, and a lot of cats couldn't. And lick into a chicken and I res into a cat after they finished messing round with Fat Freddy's cat. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. I'm Fat Freddy's cat and I ain't no kitty. Kitty, kitty, kitty. Oh, don't you embarrass me in the middle of the city. Hey, kitty, kitty, kitty. I can make it rough on you. If it's gonna be so shitty, I'll check your records up with my paws, and I'll fop your waterbed with my claws. I'll shed more fur every time you sweep, and I'll sit on your face every time you sleep. I'll sit in your shoes, and I'll pee in your hat, and I'll spray the whole house with essence of cat. You wanna eat some crunchies? Do you wanna buy a duck? Come on, kitty, eat some crunchies. Come on, fatty, let's eat. Flop doodle, kitty, boodle, kitty, kitty, cow, cow. Flop doodle, kitty, kitty, kitty. Freddy's cat, and ain't no kitty.
Kitty, kitty, kitty. Kitty, kitty, kitty. Kitty, kitty.
And don't you embarrass me in the middle of the city.
Kitty, kitty, kitty. Kitty, kitty.
I can make it rough on you. I'll be sitting on your shitty. If you be shitty to me, I'll trap your records up with my paws. I'll pop your water bag with my claws. I'll shit in your shoes and you pee in your hat, and I'll spray the whole house with essence of cat. Do you want some crunchies? Do you want to buy a duck? Eat some crunchies. Come on, come on, fatty, let's eat. A flap doodle, flap doodle. I'll shit in your shoes and I'll pee in your hat, and I'll trap your records up with my paws, and I'll bump your water bag with my claws. I shed more fur every time you sweep, and I'll sit on your face while you're asleep. And pop diddly wop wop clap hog hog. I sit in your face, I pee in your hat, and I pee in your hat, and I spray the whole house with essence of cat. Do you want to eat some crunchies? Do you want to buy a duck? Come on, kitty, eat some crunchies. Come on, fatty, let's eat.
Thank you. But you were dumb, but you missed the message. We showed up to fade because they love the wreckage. From the server to your but to Petticoat Junction. Prepare to form the Vasitos defection. From Chicago to Morocco to the Brigadoon, they help. Since we got satellite feed, we don't take the mail. Your next big scene was met with a shack. Your future was bright, it got unplugged. It's a banquet of leftover, so pass the ketchup.
The future's holding out for a better deal. The future's holding out for an easy meal. We lost the thread of the story in the last reel. The future's losing its mind, so it's going on feel.
I could have had my own. What will you be? Had your body looks respectable, but my mind smells bad. What goes in one ear and out the other? Every new sound sounds just like another. You must you were dumb, but you missed the message. We shoved it to fade until we love the wreckage.
Geen paraplu meegenomen.
Nou, maar we kunnen wel een paraplu maken. Kijk eens aan. Ik heb hier de allergrootste jas van allemaal. En dan kruipen we daar met z'n allen onder.
Oh, wat gezellig, hè?
Ja, nou, zo.
Gezellig.
En nou...